Israel's offensive against the Gaza Strip is in its 11th day. At least 292 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's aerial and ground assaults on the besieged enclave. The Palestinian Health Ministry has reported four more deaths caused by an airstrike in southern Gaza. Earlier, eight members of a single family, among them women and a child, were killed when an Israeli tank shell hit their home in the Beit Hanun neighborhood. In addition, two brothers aged 4 and 7 were killed when the Shojaiya neighborhood was shelled. 50 Gazans, including children, infants, women and the elderly people, have been killed since the beginning of Israel's ground incursion on Thursday night. Israeli jets and tanks pounded eastern, southern and northern Gaza all day on Friday. Over 2,000 Palestinians have been injured in the attacks. Palestinian medical sources say around a quarter of the dead are children. Meanwhile, barrages of rockets fired by Palestinian resistance groups continue to hit Israeli cities and towns. Israeli media outlets say rockets have hit the city of Eshkol. Warning sirens also sounded in Tel Aviv, and shortly afterwards an explosion was heard. The Palestinian resistance movement, Hamas, has stepped up its military campaign against Israel in the wake of Tel Aviv's ground incursion into the Gaza Strip, which began late on Thursday. One Israeli soldier was killed and at least three were wounded in clashes with Palestinian resistance fighters in Gaza. Meanwhile, the military wing of Hamas, the Qassam Brigades, has denied Israel's claim that Israeli troops have discovered tunnels used by resistance fighters in Gaza. The Qassam Brigades also said their attacks on Israeli cities will continue until Tel Aviv recognizes the rights of the Palestinians. And 296 is the latest death toll we're receiving from the Palestinian territories as a result of the Israeli offensive, which has entered its 12th day. As the Israeli attacks continue, medical sources say dozens of Palestinians, including children, have died from suffocation due to inhaling poisonous gas. The Palestinian Health Ministry spokesman said a strange toxic gas has been launched by the Israeli army during its ground incursion into the north and south of the Gaza Strip. Dr. Ashraf Al-Ghidra said the Palestinian casualties arrived at hospitals suffering from suffocation after inhaling a white gas fired by the Israeli forces. Al-Ghidra urged the Palestinians in Gaza to protect themselves against the toxic gas by preventing toxic gases from leaking inside their safe rooms. U.S. President Barack Obama says he's assured Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Washington's support for Tel Aviv's assault on the Gaza Strip.
I reaffirm my strong support for Israel's right to defend itself. No nation should accept rockets being fired into its borders or terrorists tunneling into its territory. In fact, while I was having the conversation with Prime Minister Netanyahu, sirens went off in Tel Aviv. I also made clear that the United States and our friends and allies are deeply concerned about the risks of further escalation and the loss of more innocent life.
Obama also said that Washington wants Tel Aviv to only deal with the tunnels in its ground invasion into Gaza. He said that the U.S. and its allies are working to facilitate a return to the 2011 ceasefire between the Palestinians and the Israelis. He said Secretary of State John Kerry is prepared to travel to the region for that matter. Further in his speech, Obama urged the Israeli leaders to minimize the civilian casualties in their assault on Gaza.